Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, TGI Fridays of Richmond, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, Janie Montgomery Scott Mortgage, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, The Westin Hotel, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, and CapTech Ventures. Who's Talking is on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoo fans. This is Frank Maloney with my partner, Jim Hobgood. We are excited about UVA sports and building a show that Wahoos can really enjoy. Who's Talking is devoted to bringing UVA athletics to you each and every Wednesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. here on Sports Radio 910. So join us every week and tell your friends. Jim and I are thrilled by the generous support we have received from our founding sponsors. Please consider sending your business to the sponsors of Who's Talking when the needs arise. Now let's get going. Is everyone getting excited about football season? What do you think, Jim?
Well, I think so. Yeah, we're looking forward to football, looking forward to getting that thing kicked off on Saturday at 6 o'clock. I think the weather, speaking of weather, it is a little cooler. I think it's going to be a comfortable Saturday night. Should be a great night in Scott Stadium. Hopefully a number of the Wahoo fans will be there, have a good crowd for the William & Mary Indians as they come to town.
You know, what's hard to believe is this is actually the 120th season for UVA football. Begins at 6 p.m. on Saturday night in Scott Stadium versus William & Mary. Hope you guys can get out there and support the Wahoos.
And tonight, Frank, we got some great guests lined up. Frank Quayle, color analyst for the Virginia football program. He'll be entering his 27th year starting Saturday night. Ahmad Hawkins, former wide receiver for the Cavs, and Jay Colley, the voice of the William & Mary tribe.
We have a lot to cover tonight, and we're very excited by the fact that we've got Frank Quayle leading off, which we're going to try to reach him here in the next couple of minutes. At this time, we want to encourage you to send your questions and comments via email to whostalking@sportsradio910.com or call in at 345-0910, and you can even leave your messages and your nicknames and all those fun things. We're also streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com in case you don't have access to a radio. We've set up a Facebook page as well, so just search Who's Talking and become a fan of Facebook.
Now, the only question is, with us, it should be a voice book, not a Facebook. So hopefully nobody will be offended by that. Do we have Frank ready to go? Yeah, I think we got Frank ready to get on and answer some questions. Let me do the introduction. Frank Quayle, if there's an icon of the Virginia Athletic Department, it's probably Frank Quayle. I know at one point in time, somebody in the media referred to me as an icon. I think I had to pay him to do that, though. But Frank literally is an icon in the sports world of Virginia football. As I said, it will be 27 years on air doing Virginia football games starting Saturday. Just does a terrific job. And Frank, we're delighted you were able to join us tonight.
Well, I'm flattered to be among your first guests and to kick off your new program.
Well, thank you for being on. Frank's been chomping at the bit. Let me let him give you the first question.
Hey, Frank, we're both wondering, Jim and I, what's the mood in Charlottesville as we move towards the start of the 120th season of UVA football?
I'm not sure if it's optimism or apprehension. But, you know, it seems to me I can remember back in the 70s when the Virginia football program was really in the dumps, that come August that there'd be this optimism that would build and everybody would think this is the year. So, you know, it's sort of traditional that people get excited this time of year. I think they maybe have a little bit more to be excited about this year, certainly, than a year ago. New coach, new offense. some talented players back. So I think there are reasons for excitement in Charlottesville.
Yeah, Frank, speaking of the offense, there's been a lot of conversation of the new offense, a spread offense. As a layman from the standpoint of football, can you explain to me, and I'm sure we have listeners out there that don't know the intricacies of the spread offense. So tell us a little bit about the spread offense and what the pros and cons are of the spread offense.
Well, you know, I guess the starting point is how successful it's been. The 10 most successful offenses a year ago all had elements of the spread offense. The when you look in the record books, I think the ACC, NCAA has 14 categories that they look at: average yards per game, average yards per play, average score per game. Well, 10 of the 14 records have all been made in the last 2 years, and all with the spread offense. So it really has revolutionized the game, and the offenses are dramatically ahead of the defenses. How do they do it? You know, their idea is to spread offense. They spread the players across the field and just stretch everybody out, starting with the linemen, which at first, you know, the reports that have come out of training camp at UVA was how awkward and uncomfortable the offensive linemen felt because they were so far apart from their teammates and fellow line players that, you know, you have these gaps anywhere from a yard and a half to 3 yards. And when you first look at it, you think, well, boy, the defense is going to be able to just go flying through those gaps and get to the people in the backfield. But the whole idea is that if they do load their defensive players in there, you're going to be able to hurt the defense pretty significantly by having spread people all over the field, get the ball to a player. The idea is that player's got to beat one man, but if he does, there are not going to be many other defensive players around to get them. So it's built on beating one person, but if you beat one person, you've stretched everybody out, and it's so unlike what traditional football, you have the double tight ends, you have all eight, you know, I would always talk about how many defensive players are in the box, and, you know, when you had eight defensive players in the box, you wanted to pass. When you had six or seven, you wanted to run. Well, they can't have that number there because they're five wide receivers and backs lined up from sideline to sideline. And if they take the chance of putting even six people in the box, they are very vulnerable to getting hurt in many different places on the field.
We're talking to Frank Quayle here, and Frank, a question that pops into my head immediately is all the responsibility that falls on the shoulder of the quarterback. And Virginia seems to have three quarterbacks, and all three have a lot of experience. Would you care to address that?
Well, you know, the inexperience with the offense is going to be an issue, and it's, you know, the entire team, they just got started with this in the spring. Greg Brandon comes in from Bowling Green. He was one of the gurus of the spread offense. But, you know, he was moaning and groaning about only having 15 practices in the spring. He was holding his breath to see how much retention there'd be when they got back for summer camp. And he's made some good comments about it, but whenever you talk to him or listen to him, you feel an uneasiness as to how quickly this team is going to be able to pick up on the spread offense. It's asking an awful lot to think they're going to go out on Saturday and be a smooth-running offensive machine.
Yeah, and in that regard, Frank, Coach Groh is still talking about using all three quarterbacks. Now, none of us know exactly what that means, but how will that impact, and what's your attitude about using multiple quarterbacks as opposed to having a starting quarterback that you're going to go with?
Well, I got to believe there are very few coaches in the country whose strong preference wouldn't be one quarterback who's, you know, the dominant player at that position. He's won the position. He's got experience. He's got the numbers to show that he can get the job done. You know, that's what you want. Virginia's in an unusual situation. The Verica youngster, under extraordinarily difficult circumstances, had some very bright spots. His had the highest completion average in UVA football history, which is, you know, that says something. He's got to be talented to get there. 63.5% of the passes he threw were completed. But in reality, probably 75% were completed, but unfortunately 16 or 17 of those were interceptions. That was his downfall. That you know, and Coach Groh is just such a, you know, you can't turn the ball over.
Yeah, so, some guys just don't like to see the ball hit the ground. You know, they want somebody to catch it.
Right. And then you have Vic Hall play the last game and you know, a stunning performance, caught everybody off guard. He had the most extraordinary high school career of you know, just about anybody in the country. It was, and yet he hadn't got a shot at quarterback. 5'9" was the knock on him, his ability to perform there. But that one day, he's special. But the big question mark, he only throws one pass that day. So, you know, can he mix it up? And then you've got Jameel Sewell coming back, who was pretty stellar a year before last, the season of 07, and was a two-year starter and had a lot of the qualities that we, you know, just got through talking about that coaches would love to have. My reading is that Vic Hall is going to get the nod in the first quarter, but that could be more, you know, there are a lot of reasons for that I don't think are necessarily a commitment on the coach's part that he's the guy. I think Coach Groh wants to see how it unfolds. I think he loves the idea that the opposing coaches aren't sure who's going to play, what they have to prepare for. And so, you know, he welcomes that aspect of a two-headed offensive quarterback position.
Frank, we got to go to break before too long here, and we appreciate you being on with us. Before we let you go, we probably should at least get a quick mention relative to your expectation on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. I think the defensive line is going to be very good, and the, you know, the common term you hear is, you know, that could be the best defensive backfield since the Rondé Barber era, and you know, you look at the guys back there, Chris Cook coming back, Rozay Dowling, who's as good a cornerback as I can remember playing at Virginia, Corey Mosley and McLeod at the safety spots, and that's special. But the big question mark of the linebackers, you know, how do you replace an Appleby, a Sintem, a John Copper? They those three guys represented over a third of the tackles on the football team last year. They're all gone. Virginia, the heart of their defense typically is the linebacker spot. So you got young guys who've got to step up. Denzel Burrell is the only returning starter, although Aaron Clark started the first game but got his knee torn up in the third quarter against USC. So, you know, the guys, they feel good about who they've got out there. They think there's a lot of talent, but how long it's going to take those guys to,
right,
to mesh is the question.
Well, Frank, we really appreciate you being on. We're going to keep your number close at hand. We'll certainly have you back on in future weeks to get an update as the season progresses. Thank you so much. Good luck to both you and the team as the season kicks off on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and we will be in touch soon.
Jim and Frank, congratulations on your new show. I'm flattered to have been a part of the first night, and I wish you much success with it and a lot of fun.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Okay, Frank
guys.
Quayle, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go to break.